Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX. Greg alongside Joseph Ferrado, our great producer Eric Reinert, and Kathleen disappeared. Hopefully she's getting ready to come in front of the camera. Oh, okay. All right, she is on the phone now, so we'll bring the camera out there and surprise her shortly for our great people there. And I'm assuming that this is from me before you.
It Joseph? Is. Yeah. Unsteady, made specifically for the film Me Before You. Ex-Ambassadors, it is a beautiful song. I'm a little unsteady. Don't want to be alone. If you love me, don't
unsteady,
let go.
Unsteady, unstable.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. If you love me, don't let go. Please. Oh.
So loving.
Hold on to me.
That's a great song.
I'm a little unsteady.
Who sings this?
The Ex-Ambassadors.
Oh, I think you just said that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Ex-Ambassadors.
Yeah.
But it is a wonderful song, a beautiful song. So check out the lyrics. When I like a song, I like to read over the lyrics and discover the meaning of the song and stuff like that. And the music video for this song is beautiful as well. So yes,
I'll have to check it out.
It is a new movie that opened up yesterday, Me Before You, and in it, Emilia Clarke, who you know from Game of Thrones, she's the dragon girl.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
I know who she is, but never seen the show.
Neither have I. But. Yeah, sure. Someone told me she was a dragon girl. She's got blonde hair in that and or white hair or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Very, very beautiful girl. She plays a contented small-town English woman who enters into an unexpected relationship with a wealthy, recently paralyzed Londoner played by Sam Claflin, who hires her, or actually his parents hire her, as his caretaker. Now, going into the screening of this, because this is a romantic movie, it's based on a book, based on a novel, a best-selling novel, they gave everyone these little boxes of tissues. Yes. So that tells you what's pretty much going to happen in the movie. And boy, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, Me Before You is one of my favorite movies of the year so far.
I have tears. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but you've made it so delightful.
It is a tragically beautiful movie.
Oh, okay.
And a beautifully tragic movie. It works both ways. And I cannot share too much about why I'm saying that, because I don't want to reveal the ending. Now, I actually ruined the ending for myself because I looked up quotes. And remember, this is based on a book, so the ending is out there. And I was looking up quotes because there are so many beautiful quotes in this movie. You know, there's a scene when he wants to dance with her, and he's in his wheelchair, and he's at a wedding, and he's dancing with her. She's sitting on his lap, and she says, "You know, you never would have let me that close to those body if I wasn't in this wheelchair." And she says, "You never would even been looking at these if you weren't in a wheelchair. You would have been looking at other girls." And that's so true, is that life, like, delivers us what we need, I think.
Kind of.
Well, where's my pizza?
We're still thinking of that.
No, it's not all about pizza.
I'm starving.
It's about love. It's about love.
Life is not delivering my pizza.
Is there an NYPD over here? That's a great place.
Yeah.
Never eaten there.
Oh my.
But Pizzeria Bianco's right across the street.
Just spoiling the mood. Just absolutely spoiling the mood.
This is a nice romantic mood in here. No.
But it is such a romantic movie, and I'm going to tell you, I haven't been this disturbed by a movie. Like, every single night this week, I've had a terrible time sleeping because of this movie. And I don't want to tell you why. But it is the kind of movie that you're going to walk out of and you're going to need someone to discuss it with. You are going to need to be with someone that you can discuss this movie with and the ending and how things transpire. And again, don't do too much research into it because you're going to ruin it for yourself, and you will cry during this movie regardless. I knew the ending and I was crying.
Yeah.
I cried earlier during that scene, and there's another scene when, you know, she dresses up for him and you know, he says, because he used to have a wonderful life that he really, he went to snowboarding and stuff like that, and now he's paralyzed and he can't do that. So he doesn't have the life that he wants. So he's sitting in a car after a concert, and she says, "Do you want me to bring you in now?" Mm-hmm. And he says, "No, I want to be the kind of guy, I want to be a guy again who just brought a beautiful girl in a red dress to a concert and just sit here for a few more minutes longer." He just wants to sit in the car and, you know, be with that beautiful girl. And my favorite part of the movie actually is Emilia Clarke. She is a wonderful actress, so expressive in her face Like, she looks like she's a million... She's got to have, like, a million different alter egos or something. The way that she is... You look like you want to say something, Eric.
Yeah.
You don't think she's beautiful?
She's okay.
Okay. Well, I think she's beautiful because of the way that she's able to express her...
Doesn't she, like, take her clothes off a lot on Game of Thrones?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm not interested in that.
Really? What are you interested in?
I'm interested in the...
Sam McLaughlin?
No!
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I'm interested...
in the poll.
Okay. I am interested in the love aspect of this film, and it's just so beautiful because, you know, she's got hurt in her past as well, and these two souls come together, and it's just beautiful what they're able to accomplish with one another. I'm giving it 5 stars. That's a breakthrough. So Me Before You, I am giving a breakthrough to. It is such a beautiful film. I highly recommend it. You, again, don't see it alone. You have to see it with someone that you can discuss it with. Eric, I think that you need to take Kathleen out to see this movie.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. What was that about? Me
that
Before You.
The film was wonderful. Oh, man. Hey, I got to say this. Even though I'm not always in kind of the romantic films, the dramas, the sad ones, this actually does look pretty good.
Yes.
So I will check it out at some point. Maybe when it gets the DVD or on demand in a couple months. But yeah. it looks interesting.
Yes.
I'll bring my tissues with
what
me.
While I fix our webcam over here, what are some of your favorite romantic movies?
Man, you know, that's a tough one. I thought Swim Fan was pretty good. You know, The Notebook. Yeah. Yeah, you liked it, right?
No.
Yeah. I loved it. Man,
yeah, it's not my type of movie, sorry.
Ryan Gosling.
I watched it reluctantly.
I don't know what my favorite romantic movies are. That's why I said Swim Fan. But that's sort of a horror movie with the
psycho
chick. Yeah, isn't
that like about a stalker?
Yeah, yeah. But there's a scene where they go at it in the pool. So I guess that's romance. But I don't know. Name some when you get a chance, Joseph. Because no, yeah, I got to admit, I'm being honest.
Vow.
I didn't mind The Notebook. I really didn't.
I absolutely love The Notebook. And The Vow.
Haven't seen that. No.
No? No. Really, that's Channing Tatum. Come on.
The Vow?
Chaydogs.
There was that one.
What was the movie about the woman that couldn't age? Oh, The Age of Adeline.
I didn't see that.
Actually, now Age of Adeline, that's a very beautiful film. Now, one of our Periscope viewers just said that they loved Me Before You. And now we're going to engage with our viewers as well. Why did you love Me Before You? What was your favorite part of the movie? I'm giving it 5 stars. That's an absolute breakthrough. Best score that you can get. I cried during it. Emilia Clarke. And again, we don't want to reveal the ending. You know, it's the kind of movie that you will cry in and you will, you know, it's going to touch you in many, many different ways. So we'll give them a chance to answer. But some of, you know, other romantic films, I know that Dave thinks that Mamma Mia is romantic.
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes him some Pierce Brosnan. Joseph, any good comments on there?
They said that they can't hear us.
You need an iPad.
Oh, no!
I know. We need a bigger something or other.
Bigger screen.
Yeah, they said that they can't hear us. I don't know.
Need a bigger boat.
Need a bigger boat. But,
yeah, that's terrible.
Hopefully they can hear our next segment because, you know, we're not taking a break just yet, but our next segment is going to be absolutely fantastic. We're going to be speaking with online dating specialist Anita Kovic from Asian Date and AnastasiaDate.com. She's going to tell us how people help people and... you know, and help each other heal. You know, don't you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually curious to hear about the online dating scene because I know more and more people are using that now. You know, you get busy, stuff like that. So I'm just kind of curious, you know, how that works.
Yeah.
You know, we've known people that have met people, got married from there, and kind of the pros and cons, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, from a serious standpoint, and then probably some good stories of non-serious good times that go on. Yeah. Sometimes scary things, too.
Yeah.
Got to be careful, I guess.
And our viewer actually said on Periscope, one of our viewers, said that they, the one that saw the film, Me Before You, they said that they loved the movie because it made them cry. They had read the book, and so they were crying. Yeah. Again, you're gonna cry during this movie. It's gonna be such a like relieving cry, but it's also gonna be, you know, such a disturbing week. You know, if my experience has been any indication, this is a very very touching film, but a very like Difficult film as well.
Yeah.
I'm not finding the Periscope feed on any of anywhere on there.
You're not. Who's talking?
That was my girlfriend's.
Oh, that was your girlfriend's?
Yes.
Yeah. You have multiple?
How are they?
I don't know. They look pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have to... It should. Did you follow us?
No, I'm on the aggregated the feeds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I probably didn't label it or something like that, so it's probably difficult. And
so what would I look for?
I don't know. The next one, I'm gonna have to set it up a little bit differently. And I want to make sure that our viewers listen to Doris Markovic, because, you know, there are people who out there who have not had the opportunity to hear Doris Markovic and to experience Doris Markovic. So in about a half an hour, let's see. About a half an hour, a little less than a half an hour, Doris Markovic, civil rights attorney Doris Markovic, will be joining us to talk about the presidential campaign and stuff like that. Yeah. So that should be absolutely fantastic.
I'm curious what way she goes. In multiple ways than one.
Wow. That's quite a loaded question there, but our next guest, as I said, is going to be online dating specialist Anita Kovic with Asian Date and AnastasiaDate.com.
Asian Date?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, she'll tell us a little more about both sites.
That could be a treat.
Okay, that's.
That's what I've heard.
Don't
that's
know.
What I understand.
I don't. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh man, let me tell you.
I don't know.
It's a long time ago.
What's Swedish Date? There should be Swedish Date. Yeah.
Wrong. Yeah.
Hey, no. He, that wasn't on the air, and then don't do it.
It was so long ago, though.
Keep there.
I'm ugly now.
Ooh, okay.
But there was a time.
Well, let's go ahead and take a break with another song.
You said we weren't taking a break.
Well, I know. Well, we were. All right. This is another beautiful song from Me Before You. This is the song that ends the movie, Not Today. Imagine Dragons, great band. We'll make a memory out of it. And it's such a kind of a sad song if you look into it.
This is sad. Now, yeah, we'll talk more about happy stuff later on.
We'll talk, yeah, in our next hour,
good,
happy stuff.
Dating stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, well, this is Break to Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
We break each other's hearts. We you got to live your love.
Don't break my heart, man.
Don't break my heart. Easier somehow. Oh, falling apart. Oh, are we still on the air?
We're still on.
Oh, Eric, cut us off.
He can't cut us off.
Easier. All right, we'll be right back in just a few moments.